Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Angie McKee. She's from Red Oak, and we're going to talk about a big event coming up this Saturday. Angie, so good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, LaVon.
Big event, Saturday.
Big one.
Yes.
Bigger than last year. We're having the Red Oak Craft Festival at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in Red Oak this year. Last year was our first year. This is the second annual, and it's bigger and better than ever.
Evidently, other crafters heard about you and say, that's a good place to be. And then the shoppers heard about you. And so I'm guessing you're going to have more shoppers, too.
I'm hoping.
Yes.
I'm hoping. We actually started a Facebook page this year, and I think that's been really integral in some of our advertising, as well as we branched out, you know, to the radio station and more newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hitting the ground hard with advertising.
Okay.
To get the word out, because this is a great show.
Okay. And as you said, at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds, which is in Red Oak, and what time is it?
It is Saturday, August 27th from 9 to 3.
Okay. And is there a fee?
There is. There's a $1 admission. And actually what that admission is for, our goal every year is to let like a nonprofit group or someone come in. And this year we have Faith Community Church Exit Youth Group. We'll be taking the money at the door. And this is actually a fundraiser for their youth program.
Okay.
So they will be keeping the $1. So we don't benefit from this at all. That's who the funds go to, and they will use it to just further the youth program.
Mm-hmm.
At Faith Community Church in Red Oak.
Very good. So you're spreading a little help around the community, and that's always good. Yes.
That's our goal.
So let's talk about, you say, you know, you have even more vendors, and they're local and regional. Let's talk about some of the kinds of things that people are going to be able to see and shop for.
It's hard for me to choose just a few, because this year we filled two buildings. Last year we filled one building, and I thought it was a great craft show. I myself have a booth, and I was extremely pleased with the turnout last year. And I expect, you know, at least double this
mm-hmm.
year. We have two buildings full on the fairgrounds, the gold fair building, the white fair building. They're both air conditioned. We also have outside vendors. So we've got anything from, we've got a couple of outside vendors that are selling yard games, and they're different. They're not all the same. There's like a skee ball. There's a yard tee. I'm not sure what all is outside.
Okay, so more than bag toss, which right now is so popular. But but the game people are saying, hey, here's a market, because people are enjoying these outside games.
Right. Outside, we're going to also have a beekeeper. He's selling his honey, but he also has a live enclosed hive. So it's kind of going to be an educational thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring your kids, go check that out. I'm excited about that. We've got a metal forger, if I'm saying that right. And I believe he'll be doing work outside as well.
So we can see that in progress.
Corn.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, what about, it's not a craft, but kettle corn, will that be outside?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Kettle corn's outside.
Oh,
so,
yummy.
You know, you'll smell it and you'll have to walk over there. So
they're
going to be outside the White Fair Building. I believe, weather permitting, I've heard some nasty rumors about Saturday, but it's going to be nice. It just is. We're going to have some live music outside. J.C. Dirks is going to be there. He's kind of a local guy from down in Maryville, a young couple, and he's going to be performing live. He's also going to have a booth there selling his CDs, him and his wife, Andrea. So that's going to be really exciting. Andrea is actually from Essex, so she's kind of a local girl. I think she was Page County Fair Queen, so I'm just going to plug her royalty there.
You bet.
You know, but so, and if weather is inclement, we are going to use the unair-conditioned side of the Gold Fair building, so people will be allowed to, you know, move their stuff inside just in case the weather gets iffy for us. So
good.
We have that option.
Yep, good to have a plan, Angie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
now, you know, and Angie, we're visiting with Angie McKee of Red Oak about the craft festival that's coming up this Saturday. And so, Angie, you know, it is just the end of August, but I think some people are already thinking about holidays.
This is perfect time to think about holidays. We're one of the first craft shows of the season, and I always like to get my shopping done ahead of time. I have been promoting different vendors on our Facebook page, which has allowed me to shop as well. So I know exactly who I'm going to Saturday to, you know, check some stuff off my Christmas list and be done. And there's a couple of things I want for myself, so that's kind of nice.
You bet. I know there will be at least one and probably more than one jewelry artist there. So you could, again, a gift for you or for someone else.
Right.
So you go from those, what I'm saying, mostly small things like jewelry to those big things like the metal forged art, and some of those can get pretty big. So you've got the whole in between.
We do. We have repurposed furniture. We have an artist that comes that does furniture out of, you know, salvage items, bike items. We've got some photographers coming. We've got hand-carved wood. I'm one of the jewelry vendors. I do customized, personalized pendant necklaces with scripture and encouraging verses. I could do handwriting and photos. It's just real fun. We've got the beaded jewelers coming. Just great variety along those lines. We've got a gal coming that does customizes baby onesies, and I cannot explain it. You have to see it.
Come see it.
Oh, yeah, and another gal that does wreaths that will blow your mind. You have to come see them. I mean, it's just amazing. It's a fun variety of vendors this year.
So if we go to Facebook, we can see some of these things. And is Facebook just Red Oak Craft Festival? Is that what we want to put into your Facebook? Okay.
Yes, it's just Red Oak Craft Festival. And if you like our page or like our event, I know it's only 3 days away, but you will get live updates pretty much every day. We're trying to keep everybody posted on people that are coming and, you know, different times, information on, like, food. We have a great group of kids coming that are going to be serving a fresh breakfast. Biscuits and gravy, donuts from the Donut Stop in Shenandoah, coffee, and then lunch. They've got a wide array of lunch items. It's the Montgomery County Buckaroos 4-H group that will be providing the food in the Gold Fair building. So it's going to be, and oh, they're also doing their homemade pies. They have their kids that had three kids went, were considered for state with their homemade pies. And so they're remaking those and bringing them to somebody's life.
And, you know, it's getting harder and harder to find really good pies, I believe. The old-time pie bakers are kind of getting tired. So we've got to get some of those new folks into the groove. And even if they were considered for state fair and not chosen, you can bet they are yummy because so many great things are considered for state fair. So that's almost like getting a purple ribbon, actually.
I'm pretty excited about
that
one.
That's wonderful.
And
that you're also helping out that group. I'm sure they're planning to make a bit of profit that will help their activities also.
They certainly are, yep. And that's going to be our theme. If we're in charge of this craft show, if this group is in charge of this craft show, this is the theme. We want to support local kids. We want to support local organizations. We want to bring people into the community, not just to go to our craft show, but, you know, to bring their business into Red Oak and see how great Red Oak is. And we just hope it continues to grow.
Yes. And if you haven't been to Red Oak for a while, you need to at least make a trip around the square and check that out.
Absolutely.
Yes. So now we assume it's really easy to find the fairgrounds, but as you're coming into Red Oak from the north, where would I go? Yes.
From the north on 48. Your easiest bet is to continue into Red Oak on Highway 48. The fire station is right there. Once you start getting into Red Oak, the fire station's there on the left, and that's the fairgrounds.
Okay.
So you would just turn and go east, and the fairgrounds are right there. And if you're coming in from Highway 34, there are signs displayed. We're going to have signs all over.
Okay.
So look for the Yellow Craft Show signs, or we've got some big banners that are going to be out. So just keep an eye out for signs to direct you in, and we'll definitely, we'd love to have you there. That's
okay.
For sure.
So, Angie, again, date, time?
Date is this Saturday, August 27th. And it's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And there will be, people there, hopefully, that can, you know, if you have any questions or are looking for a specific vendor, there's going to be people in green shirts that say Red Oak Craft Festival on them. Look for them if you have any questions, and we will definitely try to help you the best we can. A lot of us have booths, a lot of this committee, these committee members, because we created this to give a venue to like-minded people, like talented people like us, We have a quilter that's on our committee. We have a couple that has been doing craft shows for 20 years. They do a variety of items. You know,
okay.
They have lots.
So look for those green shirt people. Talk to them. And, again, that's this Saturday, the 27th, Red Oak Fairgrounds, starting at 9 o'clock. We want to thank you very much, Angie McKee, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's the thought from Henry Ford. Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success.